I'm so confused. I feel like flipping a coin.
That's what I did on my second marriage.
Who won?
There were no winners.
Let's do it.
6 minutes after the hour of the Jim Villanucci Show. By the way, my old friend Bob Daniel with Universal Lending Corporation is back with us, the only lender in New Mexico that can do FHA rehab loans with a first-time homebuyer loan. And if you're thinking about buying, Bob will talk to you and answer all your questions. He's a very patient man. If you're a realtor trying to help a first-time homeowner, you can use Universal Lending to finance. NMLS for Universal Lending is 2996. For Bob, 254-978. That's Bob Daniel, Universal Lending. His direct cell phone number is 220-7679. Is he out of surgery? 220-7679 for Bob. Is he out of surgery?
Just in the nick of time, apparently.
Nice. I got to tell you, this guy is a pro. He's a trooper. I don't know if you want to talk about the surgery, Norm. Is this personal? Are you okay? Was it an emergency situation? Was this planned?
No, it was a TV surgery. So, yeah, there was no real surgery. I just wanted to put your producer into ER by telling him that I didn't think they were going to close me up in time for this spot.
Well, between all of the pranks I play on him, we don't need the guest punking him.
I apologize to Robert. He asked if I'd be ready. I said, they should be closing me up in about 5 minutes. Talk radio is easy when you're a guest. It's harder when you're a host.
No, you got that right. Norm, I got to tell you, when Robert's been with me for about 4 months, when he first came on board, I said, you need to talk to my old producer, Billy, who was with me for 10 years. And Billy said, Jim likes to play pranks on his producers. And Robert goes, well, give me a for instance. Billy goes, my first week on the air, he brought two lap dancers to the studio. So that's kind of how we operate over here.
Well, I think Chet Forte used to do that during Monday Night Football when he was directing from the truck. So you're keeping the Chet Forte spirit alive.
And I'm going to reset and introduce you, by the way, in a minute here. When I was working in Portland with Lars Larson, he bought me a professional cuddler for the day. So that was a big deal. And Portland's where the professional cuddling enterprise started, Norm, if you didn't know. So,
well, I did not know that.
It's a real thing that spread to the nation. Joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline is Norman Chad, poker analyst for ESPN's World Series of Poker since 2003. It says poker analyst on Wikipedia. I guess I'll let that slide.
I don't know who wrote that. I analyze nothing.
So I am a huge fan, even though I'm a big guy here at ESPN. I'm still a fanboy. And I've watched every one of these from 2003 to last year on YouTube and PokerGo and whatnot at least three times over, including the first one that you and Lon McCarron. And I got the sense as a broadcaster myself that the first year you guys were winging it, and it was hilarious, and then you guys got really good really fast. I mean, were you kind of scrambling the first year to figure out the chemistry between you two and how to cover this on TV?
It was, first of all, it's virgin ground for everybody. Second of all, I had no TV background and very little poker, no limit hold'em background. Lon had no poker background.
So you guys are the perfect two guys to hire for ESPN.
Why wouldn't they? You know, they fill cabinet positions with people. You don't know who they are, so it's just poker. So, yeah, we didn't know each other before we did it, and we didn't know what we were doing. And we were scrambling, and thankfully we talked less then. If you don't know what you're doing, it's really smart to talk less. And we made a lot more mistakes then. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Jim. At the beginning, we really were novices, and we didn't know each other. It took a little while to get the chemistry.
Well, we had Moneymaker on a couple months ago, and besides my Moneymaker interview and my Bill Clinton interview, you're my favorite. You couldn't have picked a better one to do, though, for the first one, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it was scripted out of Hollywood. That was just incredibly fortuitous for us that the whole poker boom ignited. And we don't know if a guy named John Smith had won the darn thing, or even Sammy Farhaw, who was the runner-up, whether the poker boom would have been as big. But Chris Moneymaker is as good as it gets, and plus he's a terrific guy to be around. So I'm so glad he won, and he's really represented the game well for the last 15 years.
So you guys were kind of new and figuring it out as you go along. And oddly enough, Chris Moneymaker was very new, and he was figuring out this tournament as he went along. He was not an experienced guy.